This is Corinne LaRue of the Ag Information Network with California Ag Today.
The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled against the Environmental Protection Agency's Waters of the U.S. Act, known as WOTUS. In this case, the Supreme Court ruled that land owned by an Idaho family was not subject to the Clean Water Act. All nine justices agreed the EPA's expansive regulatory efforts violates the Clean Water Act. As Justice Samuel Alito put simply in his majority opinion, the EPA's interpretation of its powers went too far. Now, you might be asking yourself, how did the court limit EPA's authority? Well, the justices were split 5-4 on the court's new test, which states that only wetlands with a continuous surface connection to a body of water are covered by the law. Put simply, the federal government doesn't have authority over your irrigation ditches or all of that floodwaters that is still currently drowning your almond orchards. During a press briefing in Washington, D.C., EPA Administrator Michael Reagan says protecting wetlands is essential for maintaining water quality.
There's no doubt that we are very disappointed, but we're going to take a closer look at what the ruling actually means.
There's a lot more to cover on this subject, so stay tuned for my upcoming shows to hear more about what this means for the West.
For California Ag Today, I'm Corinne LaRue with the Agriculture Information Network.